You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parshas Yisro. And we have Maimon Har Sinai. We have the amazing experience of the Jewish people, 1.5 million people, all hearing the voice of Hashem, the revelation of Hashem, which that voice, we're going to talk about the voice of Hashem. The Pasuk says, in reference to Maimon Har Sinai, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, chapter 5, verse 19, Es ha-dvarim ha-eila diber Hashem, el kol kahalchem. These matters Hashem spoke to all of your congregation, kol gadol v'lo yosef. A great sound that didn't end. An unending sound. The Jewish people hear this sound until today, 3,300 years later. We're still hearing the sound of Maimon Har Sinai. The entire world has heard this sound. There is a sound, there's a voice that's heard at Har Sinai, and we're going to see together the Medrash that speaks about the fact that this voice splits down into seven and splits down into 70 different languages. Each person hears according to who they are. The voice of Hashem. Now, before we get into that, so I'd like to share with you the Medrash. The Medrash is actually earlier in chapter 5 of Shmos, in Parsha Hay, I'm sorry, chapter 4 of Shmos. And it's on the Pasuk that says that Hashem spoke to Aaron and said to him, go out to the wilderness. Moshe was commanded to go back to Egypt, leave the house of Yisro, where he'd been for many years, and redeem the Jewish people. And Aaron is told, his brother Aaron is told, go meet up with your brother. And the Medrash says an amazing thing. The Medrash says that when Hashem spoke, he spoke with one voice. He wanted a meeting between these two great tzaddikim, Moshe and Aaron, two brothers. And the voice came out and was heard differently by two different people. Moshe heard it as, go to Egypt, and on the way, you're going to meet up with your brother. And Aaron heard, go to the wilderness where Moshe is going to be. But it was the same voice that splits into two voices. Lashon HaMedrash says, du partzufin. That same sound is heard differently by two different people. But it's saying the same thing. It's a unified voice that splits depending on who it's speaking to. This is a really important concept. And we're going to see how it applies in the giving of the Torah itself. That there's a voice, there's a call, one sound that comes down. We could think of it as light splitting up into the different colors of the rainbow. Each person sees the color that has to do with them. Each person hears the sound that has to do with them. Moshe and Aaron hear two different things, but it's one thing. The entire Jewish people, each person hears according to who they are, but it's one thing. But before we get to that, I'd like to share with you the first part of the Medrash, which is really beautiful. And it says something like this. Hadod Ichsiv, Medrash says, Yareim Kel B'Koylei Niflois. Brings a Pasuk in Eov, Job chapter 37, verse 5. The Pasuk says, Hashem makes heard loudly with His voice great wonders. Mahu Yareim, what does it mean that Hashem makes it heard loudly? The Medrash says that when Hashem gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, Hashem showed wonders, wonder of wonders to the Jewish people. Now listen to this. Ketzar. How is it? Hashem's voice came down. He would speak. And then that voice would move around the world. We'll see what this means. Yisrael shemin es hakol ba'alem and adarim. Listen to this. It's a puzzling medrash, but it has a very deep implication. People of Israel would hear the voice. It came to them from the south. It sounded like it was coming from the south. Ba'yuratzim adarim l'kabal es hakol. They hear the voice in the south. They run to the south to hear it better. They get to the south, And suddenly, instead of the sound being coming from the south anymore, it starts coming from the north. So they would run to the north to hear it better. They get to the north, they finally think they can hear it, and suddenly it's coming from the east. They run to the east, then they get to the east and it sounds like it's coming from the west. They get to the west, suddenly it sounds like it's coming from above, from the heavens. So they looked upwards to try to hear it better. And then, when they thought it was going to come from the heaven, suddenly it's coming from the earth, from below them. And then they would look down to the earth. And interestingly, that's where it stops. That's where the measure stops as far as how the sound was going. And we have to understand, why does it stop there by the earth? Hashem makes heard his voice from the heavens. Pasuk says in Devarim, in speaking about the Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem made his voice heard in a way that caused pain. It was a challenge. Right? Imagine you're trying to hear Hashem's voice. We're trying to understand, what is it Hashem wants from us in this world? And every time we think we got it, suddenly it seems like it's something else. That's painful. It's painful. But where does it stop? It stops when you get to the earth. It sounds like it's coming from the earth, which means to say, when you're looking down, perhaps you could say in humility, that's when you can still hear the voice. The voice doesn't go somewhere else. Maybe that's pshat. The Medrash finishes up and says, the people of Israel said the following pasuk, also in Iyov, Perkhov, Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. And wisdom, from where will it be found? Me'ayin timotze, from where will it be found? Now the word me'ayin can mean from where, but it also can mean from nowhere. Right? The word ayin, also in the context of the famous pasuk, shir lamalis esayinai el ha'orim, me'ayin yavo yezri. I will turn my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come? It can also mean my help will come from nothing, from nothingness. Right? Hashem is called the Ein Sof, the ultimate. Literally, it could mean the never-ending one, but it could also mean the ultimate nothingness. And Hashem is the ultimate thing that we can't understand. Hashem is the opposite of us. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways, Hashem says. Hashem is the opposite of anything that we could think. Our egos have a certain way of, a certain understanding of reality. I gotta do things. Hashem is me'ayin yavo yezri. Where does my help come from? I want help from Hashem. He has all the power. He's created this entire world. He's the one, Baruch HaGever sheyivtach b'Hashem. I gotta trust in Him. Right? So, how do I get there? Me'ayin. From nothingness. Every time I think I got it, every time I think I understand Hashem's will for me, I gotta remember I forgot. It's not there. It's somewhere else. I gotta keep even within spiritual things, even within ruchnius, I have to make sure that I don't ever think that I got it. That's my ego already. Gotta watch out for spiritual snobbery, as I call it. So, that's the first part of the Medrash. And it's related very much to the second part of the Medrash, and it's also related to the concept that the Jewish people, in receiving the Torah, they said an amazing thing. They said, Nasa v'nishma. They said, we will do and we will hear. Well, what is this concept of shmia, of listening? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel. What's the concept of hearing? I was thinking about it. We spoke about it in different terms previously, but I was thinking about it in terms of, how do I identify myself? What's my experience of myself? It's my thoughts. It's my worries. It's my fears. It's my memories of things that have happened. It's my identification with my story. When I listen, though, if you're listening well, so then you're putting all your thoughts on pause. You're putting all of your ways of coping and dealing with reality on pause. You're putting all of your memories on pause. If a person really listens, and I'm able to receive something else that someone else is saying. I'm able to understand what the Torah has to say. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Stop all the things that you're thinking. Remember, it's Hashem Nasa V'Nishma Hashem. I'll do whatever you say. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm willing to let go of my own reality and receive what you would like to give me. Receive the reality that you want to share. So the Medrash continues and says, "O Yisrael, Mehechan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Min HaMizrach HaMin HaDoron." Klal Yisrael says, "Where is Hashem coming from? Is it from the east? Is it from the south? All the different directions. The voice of Hashem comes from many directions." Shenemer, Hashem Yisinai Bavis Zarach Miseir Lamay. Pasuk speaking about Sinai refers to the fact that Vizorach, which means the shining of the sun. It's the root of the word Mizrach, which means the east, because the sun shines and rises in the east. So Hashem's voice is heard in the east. It's heard in the direction of the sun. Look at the light. Look at the light of His voice. Pasuk also says that God will come from the south. The south. One second, we'll get to that. The idea is, again, that Hashem's voice seems to come from different directions, and every time I get there, I have to return to a place of humility, of I don't even understand Hashem's will for me. I don't even get it. I don't even know what Hashem wants. I'm going to keep learning. And whenever I think I got it, I got to keep learning. I need to have humility even within spiritual matters. Now the pasuk says, "V'cholam ra'im es ha'kailos." Everybody sees the voices, sees the sounds. Ha'kolink sivkan el ha'kailos. Pasuk doesn't say the voice; it says in plural the voices, the sounds. And that's to imply that which we said earlier, which the Medrash here quotes again. The voice came down. The voice came out of its place, out of heaven, out of a state of unity, out of a higher dimension. And it splits into 70 pieces, 70 voices, and 70 languages. Why 70 languages? Jews only speak one language. Maybe two, Egyptian and Hebrew. 70 languages, the voice that came down from Sinai, when Hashem revealed Himself, it wasn't just to the Jewish people. That sound was heard throughout the world. That thundering sound was Hashem revealing Himself, and it had an impact on us, of course, on the Jewish people, but it had an impact on the entire world. Everybody heard it. Which means to say, there was a call, which, down to this day, the nations of the world have heard, right? Even they learned what they call the Old Testament. They believe, even the Arabs, the Muslims believe that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a real Nevuah. Everyone heard this in the 70 different languages. They were not ready to receive it though. They didn't have the capacity of Shmia, of hearing, of letting go of their own thoughts and their own beliefs and their own mechanisms, call it, and saying, "Okay, Hashem, whatever you say, I'm going to do." They didn't have that ability. So they would hear it in the language, in their own language. Their souls went out. Their souls left them. They died, meaning they couldn't have a spiritual connection to Hashem by being connected to Hashem's will and bowing and listening to what it is that Hashem was saying to them in their language. People of Israel, however, were able to hear, and they weren't damaged. Okay, so the voice comes down, and it has an impact on the entire world. Hashem's voice is revealed, or I also thought about it in terms of Hashem reveals His light in Egypt. Think about it. The same light, like we spoke about in regards to the Makkah of Choshech, the same light is dark for the Egyptians, and it's light for the Jewish people. Right? That same revelation of Hashem brings about 10 makos, 10 plagues on the Egyptians, who had enslaved the Jewish people and had done such great, terrible things to them. And that same light caused them destruction while it lifted up the Jewish people and brought them to a state of connection to Hashem, revelation. So that same light, as it were, of Hashem was dark for the Egyptians, light for the Jewish people. That same voice, that same sound, it manifested in many different ways. It lifted up the Jewish people who were ready to hear. And it caused destruction amongst the nations of the world who were not ready to hear. I'm going to skip a little bit. Medrash says, Bayura'e. It gives us more detail. Not just was it true that the voice of Hashem split up into 70 languages so that the 70 different nations would hear it. Some would be impacted negatively, but Am Yisrael would be impacted positively. But there was a further split of that voice amongst the Jewish people, how they heard it. Bayura'e, hayacha kol yoytze, etzel kol Yisrael. Come and see, how did that voice come out for the entire Jewish people? Kol echad v'yachad l'fi koicha, each one according to his power. Hazikein l'fi koichan. The elderly people, they have a certain capacity to receive and to hear. Maybe they're hard of hearing, so the voice needs to be a little louder. Or maybe they've been doing things a long time a certain way, and it's not going to be so easy for them to change. Maybe. So they had to hear it a certain way. That voice had to speak to them, tailor-made for them, for the elderly people. Habachur lefi koichan. Young people, there's more neuroelasticity maybe. Or maybe they're tougher. They have more strength. They can hear harder things maybe. So they heard the Torah as it was meant for them. Vaketanan lefi koichan. The children heard it the way that they could hear it. With an encouraging word, with perhaps a little bit more love. And the babies, the little children who were still nursing, they heard it how they could hear it. And women heard it according to their ability. Women have a different way of hearing and understanding than men. Hashem Taylor made the voice. Hashem spoke to each person. It was the same voice. But each person heard what they were meant to hear. Each person heard it the way they needed to hear it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest level. He was the Neshama Kalelis of Klal Yisrael. He was the soul that included all their souls. He also heard it according to his ability. Moshe would speak and Hashem would respond with sound, with a voice. It doesn't say B'kailoi, with Hashem's voice. It says, Bikal sheyachal savloi. This is the voice that he was able to endure. Moshe could hear, he had a perhaps greater capacity to hear. He had a deeper level of anibus, of humility. He had a deeper level of shmiya, of listening, so he could hear it differently than others. We find the pasuk says that the voice of Hashem is in strength. Because it doesn't say in his strength. The voice of Hashem is in strength. Why does it say it that way? Because that voice manifests based on the strength of each individual. Interestingly, even the women who were pregnant was based on their ability to hear it. So we see that each person heard according to their ability, which is really beautiful if you think about it. It's really beautiful because Hashem is saying, I hear you. I hear what you can handle. And I'm going to speak to you in a voice that you can hear. And Klal Yisrael says, Nasa v'nishma, I'm going to do it. I'm going to hear. It was almost like a reflection. That the Jewish people heard Hashem hearing them, and they said, we're going to hear you. It's quite beautiful. And I think it's a powerful lesson in what chinuch really looks like. We have to make sure that we sometimes can have an inspiration. We can sometimes be inspired by something, but that doesn't mean that everyone else can understand it or relate to it. And sometimes we need to say the same thing in a different way for a different person. depending on what they can hear, what they can handle. Now, the Medrash says something also very interesting, and I want to come back to what we spoke about with the voice coming from different directions. But first, Amar Yesi Bar Chanina, Im Tamei Atal Adav Razeh, Yesi Bar Chanina says an interesting thing. He says, are you in wonder about this thing? It's really quite wondrous. That same voice, how could it be that everyone hears it differently? How could it be that for an older person, they heard it in the way that was appropriate for them, and a young person heard it, it's the same voice. It's the same sound. It's the same instruction. How does that work? Don't be in wonder about this. Lemoy ben Amon, Medrash says something very famous about the man. The man was the manna from heaven that the Jewish people had for 40 years in the Midbar. The man also had a spiritual component to it, which each person received that which they were able. The young people would eat it like bread. Bread. I mean, today we add a lot of sugar to our bread, but in the old days there was no such thing as adding sugar to bread, I don't think. So it had a rough taste. It was more earthy, maybe we could say. There's another description of the man that the taste was like something sweet, like honey. There's different descriptions of what the man tasted like because it depended on the person who was tasting it. An older person, in order to eat it, needed something to be extra sweet. Excuse me. And a baby that was used to mother's milk, so the man would taste to them like mother's milk. It would be sweet like mother's milk. As he says in Bamidbar, had a taste like the milk. For someone who was sick, it tasted like flour mixed with honey. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, another description of the man. And there was the Erev Rav who came along with the Jewish people. They tasted it differently. It tasted very bitter. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina finishes off his statement and says, "Uma haman shayim in echad." The man was one thing; it was one spiritual food. Each person tasted it differently, depending on who they were. And a different, it was sweet for those who needed it to be sweet, and it was bitter for those who needed it to be bitter. Interestingly, this medrash, as the Mefarshim explained, is in opposition to the medrash that says that when the Jewish people heard Hashem's voice, they died. This medrash doesn't hold that way. This medrash holds that when they heard Hashem's voice, it was tailor-made for them, the same voice, the same sound, each one heard according to what they could handle. The Torah was given, the voice of Hashem was heard according to what they could handle. How do I know that same voice split into many different voices according to who they were? They shouldn't be damaged. Everybody saw the voices. It wasn't just one sound. It was many sounds. Hashem shows us with His voice, with His instruction, He makes a great sound that is wondrous. Each one of us hears something different. There's lots of people who may hear a Dvar Torah, and each person will come out with the thing that inspires them, that they relate to, that they hear. That's the power of the Torah. There's a resonance inside of each and every one of us to the truth. We know the truth. Perhaps it was taught to us inside of our mother's wombs. Maybe that's hinted to before we mentioned the woman who's pregnant. But the Torah is taught to us at a primal level. We have it inside of us. We have a sense of what a relationship with Hashem really looks like. And when we hear it, we resonate with it. When you hear a voice, when you hear an idea which is true, it doesn't feel new. It feels right. It feels right. And that's the power of Torah. It's a voice, it's a sound that is an all-encompassing sound. You're going to hear what you need to hear. You're going to get what you need to get. But interestingly, when does that happen? It happens when we listen. It happens when we kind of let go of all of the noise of our mind, all of the egotistical thoughts, the gaivadika thoughts, the I need this, I need that. I'm jealous of this one. My feelings were hurt. We let go of those things. And the voice of truth is already inside of us. And when we hear it coming from outside, it resonates. It rings as true. And then I think is the pshat when it says that Hashem's voice came out. It was in one direction, a different direction. This, everywhere you went. It's like we said before. It's as I get closer to hearing the truth, it resonates, but it also has the potential to cause my ego to inflate. And at the moment my ego inflates, because, oh, I know it. I got this. I lost it. I get closer and closer to the sound, and I lose it. And when I lose it, it sounds like it's coming from somewhere else. And I got to remember, it's about humility. Where does wisdom come from? It comes from nothingness. It comes from me resonating with Hashem in his aspect of quiet. The Kol Demama Daka, Eliyahu HaNavi, is told by Hashem in his revelation, in his nevuah, Leberuach Hashem, excuse me, Leberash Hashem, Lebaesh Hashem, Hashem's voice, Hashem is not heard in the noise, Hashem is not heard in the wind, Hashem is not in the fire. Kol Demama Daka, that's where Hashem's voice is heard. It's a sound, a call. Demama, which means doesn't move. It's daimim. Daka, it's very fine. It's a very fine sound. The voice of Hashem is very fine. We have to hear His voice. It's not, as soon as it gets louder and louder, it's gonna come from somewhere else. We're trying to amplify it, get it better, understand it more. Even the trying to understand is part of our ego. It's part of our separateness. It's already there inside of me. Shem's voice already spoke to me. It was planted inside of me. I don't really need to find it. I just need to uncover it. I just need to resonate with it. It's very beautiful. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to be able to hear. To be able to hear His voice. Hashem should help us to be able to clear out, to clean out the noises inside of our heads that block His voice from being heard. Hashem should help us to recognize that the voice is inside of us. And if we hear from outside, it's just something that's resonating with what's inside. Something that we already know. Hashem should help us to understand that He speaks to us according to what we can handle, according to what we can hear. And to the extent that we make ourselves like nothing, we limit our ego. We even limit our need to know. To the extent that we do that, Hashem should help us to be able to hear His voice more and more. That voice should grow inside of us. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.